It might be, since I have three saved up, I could put them up every week for 3 weeks in a whole row. Well, yeah.
So pretty much until, well, when you hear this one, it'll feel weekly later, but then the one that's going to start being weekly right now, from which perspective? Oh, God, it's like relativity.
We need a degree in quantum mechanics to understand this.
I would guess this is up somewhere around Valentine's Day-ish.
Happy Valentine's Day, then.
What are you doing on Happy Valentine's Day?
On Happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, by definition, yes, Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. We put happy in front of all the words that have happy from now on. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
It's your happy birthday. It's your happy chombo day.
I think somebody has actually made plans already that I have already forgotten.
How was your happy birthday last week or last month?
Happy birthday was good. I did pretty well, apparently. In fact, I did much better than was expected, apparently.
After pretending to forget it?
Apparently, I have set expectations fairly low, so that when I do just a little bit of stuff, it comes out really great. I look pretty awesome.
That's
actually
the secret, everybody.
Yes. Set expectations.
Manage expectations.
Manage expectations. Yes. And manage means keep expectations low. Do not let people think something good is going to happen.
Aye.
And then,
so what did you do for happy birthday?
For happy birthday, we went to a restaurant that we'd never been to, but we kept wanting to go to forever. And it turned out to be awesome. So that was good. Then, apparently I got her way more than she was expecting to get, because I'd already gotten her something earlier, which she had demanded that I get, which I had been saying I was going to get her all the time forever anyway, so that I got her a bike. I kept saying she needed a bike. She needed a bike so that we could go biking places here and there. And then I didn't get her a Christmas present yet. And so then, like, I think she decided, well, screw this. If he's just going to try to get out of this without giving you a present, I'm going to go demand a bike. So she went and demanded a bike. I was like, okay, I'm getting you a bike. So I went and got the bike. And then I just didn't realize, I thought that was just the thing that I had always been planning to, I almost always promised to get her. So I still thought I owed a Christmas present and a birthday present. So,
Next year's going to suck.
Well, I still went old school with the birthday present, because it was the same birthday present that I got her last year anyway.
Flowers?
No. Lush.
How can you? Oh, okay.
Lush stuff.
Okay, I was gonna say, can you get the same present?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the British brand.
No, I know, and
all British. I went to the spa.
I was like, huh, Lush, really?
Ah, she loves the bath.
Oh, really, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's way into the bath.
And plus, I know what to get her for a gift now, because I was...
No, stealing my gift thing.
No, I'm not going to go to Lush, I go to a place that is better.
But one thing I did, okay, but...
Yeah, and you're going to have to pay way more next
year. The way that I've upped the ante is that I now get her the spa pass thing, so she can go to... So now it's not just like the bath salts and soap. And so I get a little thing of that.
But
plus,
last year you didn't get
day.
That for her birthday. That was for something else, I thought. It was for her
No, birthday? Her birthday was the... She didn't use it until forever after that.
Oh, I see.
I did that
a couple weeks ago, too.
At the...
In Daikanyama.
Daikanyama Spa?
Yeah.
It's really nice, apparently, right?
Yeah, it is, but it just takes so long to get prepared. If you do a facial, they go through every single product, and I really just want to lay down and go to sleep let them make my face all nice.
Is it part of them trying to sell shit to you? Or
I imagine, but they didn't really try to, and they gave me a free little cream thingy to take home, but they have this validation thing, which I think is crap. It's called the validation facial, so it means that if you get a zit, then you accept it as part of you. Doesn't make it get better. It's just the Lush philosophy.
That seems like the old if we screw this up, we're not giving you your money back philosophy.
Yeah, so
facial
I think
should
that's
mean we're
it.
Not you're not getting any more sense.
I think I'm just gonna go down to the $30 massage place from now on.
Do you remember that time when people played Mahjong and they spoke about it on the Mahjong podcast?
It's only been 5 minutes. That's our intro. Okay.
Yes.
So speaking of happy birthdays, have you played Mahjong lately?
Yes. Speaking of introductions, yes. Lately I've played Mahjong every day.
Way to go.
Well, it helped because I had North Kanto 2 days in a row. First day I did okay. Second day I did absolutely awful. I said, to be fair, so I was say the seventh person in the running. There were 16 people left at the last day because a few people ducked out midway. Was that Gemma? No, wait, no, that wasn't Gemma. Maybe it was one of the other people in this
looking
podcast.
Looking around, I don't see anyone else in this podcast. I only see Garth and Gemma.
Is it the cat? Did you duck out of North Kanto?
Bad kitty.
Bad kitty.
Bad kitty.
So, yes, we only had 16 people left by the end of the thing, and they took the top 8 people and put them at 2 tables, and the bottom 2 people were at 2 tables, which I always think is a little weird. If you're going to do that, and you're going to say that the bottom 2 tables don't mean anything, well, okay, then you've got to decide
just
from
the beginning. Just let them go home.
Yeah, well, and all right, well, they're still playing for points, or yeah, you just let them go home in the end, right?
If they no, you don't get any Donny points unless you
exactly. It doesn't make any sense to say that the top 8 people are only the ones competing for those top 4 spots that eventually get to play for the final table. So then, as it turns out, one of us beat the crap out of somebody else so badly on one of those top 2 tables. And somebody else won so hugely on one of those bottom tables that she actually managed to jump up into the top 4. Which I think is a... Yeah, in the end, that seems like a weird way to do it.
I mean, split the tables that way is what you're
saying?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think that's strange.
And it's always weird the way they do it because it changes from season to season, actually. Like, sometimes it seems to be done this way, sometimes it seems to be done this way.
Yeah, I think they just decide that morning, actually.
Right? And then
they show up and they're like, alright, how are we gonna... Oh, crap. Okay, this guy's not come yet.
And then...
Okay! I got it!
Yes,
that's
exactly
how they decide, pretty much.
Well, and then you scared your cat.
What's also funny about it is that they always give a reason for why this is the right way to do it, too. Right? Like, oh, well, and so we're
all
doing
you need
it this
in
way,
Mahjong
this time
is a
because
reason.
Because
I discarded that because it smelled funny. That's a reason.
Somehow,
I'm sorry, I have whiplash, so I'm
somehow that becomes
the rest of my neck.
Somehow that does become logic, which is just like, wow.
I'm going to start using that when people ask me why I discard tiles. It smelled funny. That seems just as logical as...
Actually, word-wise, it works, too, because,
it could be a metaphor.
It's a metaphor, yes, exactly. It works as a metaphor.
I wasn't talking as a metaphor.
Right, but they could still take it. If you're saying that in Japanese, ni-ama chotohenna nioi, if you say that, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I'm going to start talking really literal in only phrases that can be taken as metaphors.
Which is not literal at all.
I'm going to mean them literally.
You're going to mean them literally while they can still be mistaken for metaphors. That's perfect.
Yes.
That is the best... Seriously, that is perfect for Japan.
Right?
To communicate without communicating. That is perfect Japanese, I think. That is the epitome of communication in Japan.
I finally mastered it! It only took me 13 years.
To not actually communicate what you're saying while still saying something that has meaning and could be understood, but is still somehow not actually understood for the meaning that it was really intended.
Okay, and speaking of Mahjong.
Yes.
So tell us about Mahjong, your No Ten Reach.
Oh. Yeah, I did that again. what happened there? I was still 2 away from ready, so it's not even like I was 1 away from ready and could have thought that I was... I made the wrong decision. I really just suddenly... I got so excited that... the tile that got me to 2 away from ready, I was like, oh, wow, I'm this hand is progressing more quickly than I thought, because it was... It came in the nice spot, and I was like, oh, God, look at that. If I get the right tile again, then I'll be three colored runs, Sanchoku. And then the next tile I got was the one that would make me 3 colored runs, but I still didn't have an Atama. I still had no head, but I reached anyway. And as soon as I reached, I did the other thing that I do when I make a mistake, is realize it the moment I put the tile down, and then slam, tile down on the thing, and then as my finger is still on, I was like, oh.
You can torikesu your reach.
In
you can cancel it, I think.
Kyogi Mahjong? No. You definitely cannot do that. I'm almost 100% certain.
You're not just Agari Hoki if you do that?
Well, you're definitely Agari Hoki.
I don't think it's a chumbo.
Whatever at this point. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not a chumbo at that moment, right. But I can't... I have declared reach.
No, I mean, I think if you can't see a reach, it's not a chumbo. I think it's Agari Hoki.
Really?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. That sounds like something that could be
I could just become Agari Hoki.
At least then you could fold, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to look up. We should look that up.
That is a really important thing to look up. That does make a huge difference there if you do actually manage to realize it while your finger is still on the tile. But...
Why don't you just cough really loud, like...
screw it up. Please, somebody win your hand.
Well, you did it when you were still discarding the reach tile, right?
Yeah, I see. I did realize it, seriously, as the tile hit the table, but there's no pulling it back at that point, so I was just like, oh no.
Wait, did you say reach before
you discarded?
Reach.
Yeah, it's already...
Wait, why do you say reach before you discard?
I'm saying reach as I put it down, and it's already tilted, so that it's... And
so you could have just said rainbow instead of reach, right? When you realize it in time to say rainbow.
Roar! And I'm turning my tile back to this way after this really strangely strange pause.
I think you should drop it.
I mean, you should try that, at least.
I don't know. This is... So...
Garth has morals. Very faint morals, but sometimes...
No, they're not faint. They're very strong. They're just very specific.
Okay, you're right, yeah, no, they're very specific.
I am very particular. I am nothing if not principled.
I'm going to try and look this up. I wonder if I can look this up. Let's see if I might be capable.
So yeah, that was my chombo, my foul for the weekend. I only did it once last weekend.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Dude, I am a pro after all. Oh, you bae.
Okay.
So yeah, there's that. Then, you know, another interesting thing that came up. In the second to last hand of the last game, my last turn as dealer was already over. There was no way that I could possibly get back, I could get up to fourth place in the league. And at the very beginning of the hand, Sawazaki, who was already way up and didn't need to do anything to secure his spot was pretty much already secured, he pwned the one of bamboos immediately. And the Dorda at the time was the red dragon, Chun. So, right off the bat, that looks suspicious. And I did sort of... when I got to ready,
I can't cancel.
I was pretty sure. Seems like not a kyogi rule thing to do, competition rule thing to do.
I never actually looked it up though. I would be too embarrassed to admit it anyway, even if it's a Gaudi Hoki.
Dude, I have no shame at this point. It's like nobody has any respect for me anyway. They go, oh, I did that. Look at that. Bet you guys didn't see that coming. That goofy that goofy foreigner move. So when I got to Tenpai, when my hand was finally ready, I did throw the red dragon, and sure enough, the instant I threw it, Sawazaki was like, PUM! And I was like, oh. And then at that very moment, I could see across the table Okawa, who was, it was his turn as dealer, and he wasn't that far out of the running for, continue. He could still have won a few more hands. If he'd won maybe two or three more relatively big hands, he probably could have gotten close to fourth place. But me throwing that to Sawazaki allowed him to get to Tenpai, and he ended up winning the hand, which not only put him ahead of Okawa, and basically secured Okawa's non-position as a fourth place player.
He's gone to the final enough, anyway.
Actually, Okawa claims that he's never been to the final.
Big River?
Yeah.
Liar.
I thought I must have heard that wrong. There must be something I must have misunderstood
about
the way you said that.
I wonder if he only went in the pro amateur league. Well, since I'm on the JPML website, why don't I just look that up?
Look that up. And he did look really down for a little while, and he wasn't really saying anything to me after all of the games ended, and he had clearly not moved on. And I sort of sidled up to him after his last, you know, I don't really subscribe to that whole I have to get out of the way thing just because I can't win anymore. I think that's unfair to the person who's in first place at that point, because now normally it's a four-person game and you have to beat four people to win, but now, you know, you only have to beat that one person to win, and so that's why just because I am no longer in the game do I have to give the advantage to you, the person that's still trying to challenge? And he said, he did ask me, he was like, you were tempi there, you were ready at that point, right? I was like, yeah, of course I was. And not only that, I actually had a sort of big hand. And at that point, he immediately said, well, yeah, I totally understand that. That makes sense. And in fact, when we also consulted with Sawazaki. The point that Sawazaki made, which I think is valid, is that if I'm going to do that, I should reach. It's a strange thing for me to do that without reaching, because then everybody's like, oh, well, what does that mean? Why is he doing that? Mm. If I'm going for the hand there, I should make clear to everybody that I'm going for the hand. And I did have a hand. There was no way I was going to be changing that hand anymore. I had all simples, and I had Sanchoku, it's three colored runs, Kakute. And it was
already decided. Third place in 2009.
Oh, so he had to have been in the final there. Mm-hmm. But
he was at the second final table.
And maybe one Dora. It was at least Mangan.
And Pro Ama, he's been one, two.
And
twice.
I had a double run. So I had a double run and simples and Sancho Kakute, because the weight I had was Kan Ropin. So I had an inside weight for Ropin. So the only tile I could win on would still give me Sancho, three colored runs. Mm. So it's a Mangan hand. And it felt like, oh, you know, I'm not going to give up this hand just because I don't have any chance to win the whole thing. That seems like, it seems unfair to Sawazaki to give up this hand just because I can't win anymore. And if I can win off of him, actually, if I could have won off Sawazaki, of course I'm going to win off Sawazaki, and that would still actually help Okawa.
Okay.
But I don't think you're only giving the advantage to the person without points, because when Yoshida did that to me, I felt like he was giving me a disadvantage by just folding, and I was behind because I didn't have a chance to win off of him.
Right.
And also, he wouldn't have won off of the person against me.
It changes the whole game entirely.
Yeah.
And it's not the way Mahjong should be played in the first place. I sort of understand a little bit of the logic behind it, because, you know, if you can't win the game, then you do become a little bit of a spoiler if you do something unnecessary. But how do you decide what is actually unnecessary and what is not?
Yeah,
it really becomes, you know,
it's a philosophy.
How can you play perfectly at that point? So even if you're trying to give up the hand, people throw winners all the time when they're just trying to give up.
Yeah, and there's no way to guarantee you're only going to get safe tiles.
Right, so...
I mean, you can play it more in that favor, but it's still not a guarantee.
Right, so it seems like playing normally is erring better on the side of playing correctly than just giving up the hand because, oh, I have to give up now, and then who knows what sort of mistake you might make while still not trying to get anybody's way.
Well, that's fine. So they didn't... They said that was fine. They just gave you some tips for
right.
it,
right? So nobody there complained about me doing what a lot of Renmei players claim to be not good spirit or not real Mahjong or not whatever. And the advice I got was that, look, if you're going to do that, well, then go ahead and do it for reals and reach.
Aww. Yeah, that's good.
Commit to the hand. You've basically committed to the hand by throwing Dorda to somebody that you knew needed it. So go ahead and tell everybody, yeah, you know, I know I'm doing this, but screw all y'all. I'm going for it.
Aww.
So that was the advice I got, and that was the advice I got from Sawazaki. Mostly just what I got from Okawa was, yeah, you know, I know, and I don't really believe in that either. So as long as you were Tenpai, as long as you were just throwing him the red dragon to see if you could help him win, yeah, then yeah. So yeah, I didn't get reprimanded for that there, and thankfully I did not get busted on my chombo. No Tenrichi. So
somebody won the hand.
Yeah, somebody won the hand for me. So yeah. I was saved by the fact that somebody won the hand. Yeah, I'm not sure if I said that actually. So yeah.
I don't remember, because when we were talking about it in the last show, it sounded like you said you got a chombo.
Oh well, it would have been, yes.
I know it would have been, but it sounded like it actually ended in a chombo.
I guess I didn't really clarify that.
I don't think I missed it. If you did.
Yeah, I don't think
Gemma,
I clarified
did you
that.
Get? Were you clear on that?
No.
Yeah, I think I told you on the train, which is why you might have known. But yeah, I don't think I clarified that on the show, actually. So yeah, I didn't get an actual chombo. I was saved by the fact that somebody won the hand before it didn't end in a draw. So, yeah. No chombo for me, despite the fact that I was not
ready. You tried really hard.
Ready. It wouldn't have been a new chombo for me, which is why it's boring. Like, why do the same old chombo you always do? Like, might as well do something new and different.
Mix it up a little like, bit.
Although, actually, from oh, that might be the first time I've chomboed from Yanchanten. Like, I wasn't even close to being ready. Like, I was still two tiles away from ready, and yet I'm still like, oh.
I did it on no
There's nothing I could have drawn. I could not have drawn a tile at that point to make myself ready, and yet I still reached anyway.
I did that once in like my very first Champions League ever.
All right. I found a way to make that chombo new. It's a new one. All right.
Sometimes you really have to be committed.
I want to keep things new and exciting. I don't want to do the same old stupid stuff. I want to do new stupid stuff. I think I pulled it off.
You know, we need a tracker, like, you know, Goss Chombos. How did you do it this time? Makes the rest of us feel better about ourselves.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Does anybody else have any other Mahjong they experienced recently that was cool and nifty and talkable?
I skipped Mahjong to go to skiing over the weekend.
Not a bad... I think you...
You probably won.
You won on that one. Did you chombo while skiing? Did you even try to chombo?
I did get whiplash.
Did give a little whiplash, yeah.
Ooh. That's... But... Did you fall badly?
It was just snowing so much that it was so deep. And so sometimes you just sink into it.
But it's powder, so how do you stop yourself suddenly?
I mean, board gets caught underneath it.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
That's why
so
you
the
gotta,
edge gets caught.
You gotta use your back leg a little more. You little.
No, I was probably trying to go
45 kilogram person.
Less now, thank you.
It probably has no leg muscles.
No, going heel side actually is never a problem for me. It's always going toe side. I catch my back.
Oh, but in powder. In powder.
I only fall when I'm trying to go toe side. I never fall going heel side. Even in powder.
What would be heel side? I'm not sure.
Heel side is when you're lifting your toes, and toe side is when you're pushing your toes in and lifting your heels.
So you only fall when you're going toe side.
When I'm facing the mountain.
Right. Well, yeah, that is the more difficult one.
I don't know. For some people, that's easier. It just depends on the person, really.
Really?
Some people find going heel side really scary.
But certainly the edge that is easier to catch is your heel side edge. And when that catches, you just fall over backwards and just...
Because your just hands get whiplash.
And your head just goes slam right on the...
So I managed not to hit my head, but I whipped it back. I didn't actually hit my head on the snow. So that kind of hurt. I can't remember. I was like really low slope too. I just got caught in a huge like pool of powder. But
you got to work on your falling.
I have, believe me. No, it's fine. I didn't.
Dude, I felt fantastically in Hokkaido. Didn't hurt myself once, and I actually fell a lot.
I didn't fall very much though. So maybe
I think that's the thing about Hokkaido. That just the snow is so soft. Even probably when your front edge sinks and you just get stuck in the snow, or whatever, I don't know, whatever, however you cause yourself whiplash there, Hokkaido is just so heavenly.
I also was practicing opposite leg a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are your legs set up so that you both are pretty much even?
Mm, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why. I always have them pretty much even. I've never had the front foot facing forward.
So you're more about the tricksiness than the speediness?
No. I really like speed a lot, and then I thought I don't have enough tricks, so I better start practicing the other side.
Speed-wise, you do want your legs more sort of straight ahead. You do lose control a lot that way?
I don't know. I've been snowboarding for like 15 years.
But have you seen the way like people who really?
Yeah, I've had my legs like that before as well, yeah. And I changed them on purpose. I wax my own board. I set my own board.
I used to wax my own board, yeah, but then
I'm not so inexperienced as it sounds like you think I am.
I don't know. Speed-wise, everybody I've ever seen who has those like those really straight boards that are clearly just built for speed, their legs are really close to just straight down the board.
I've
right?
I've seen them too. I used to have my legs like that. Anywho.
Okay. Well then, do you have any guest jobs coming up, which might
yes.
actually be after when this show actually gets on the air?
In March, I'll be going to Takamatsu, and Okayama. And also in February, I will have two places in Tokyo, I think. Kawaguchi, which is Saitama-ish Tokyo. I mean, it's Tokyo-ish Saitama. And also some other place.
Is anybody here playing in U-Osen?
No, because I have to go to Osaka this weekend.
Oh, you said that right.
So, when you hear this, I will have already been to and back from Osaka.
Is Gemma interested in playing U-Osen?
No, I'm in a massive Mahjong funk at the moment.
Perhaps you need to play some other league's tournament.
Perhaps, yeah.
To see how much fun Mahjong could be
I could play this weekend.
What?
I guess I could play this weekend.
Could even just play tomorrow, because there's...
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow and Saturday. You could play...
Playing tomorrow?
I think I'm going to play tomorrow.
What time?
From noon.
I can't do that. I don't know why I asked you what time. It's not like I've got anything. I guess I...
Hey, y'all are busy tomorrow night, all right?
I have to... I know,
we
you're right. I am
tomorrow
teaching
night?
Tomorrow night. I have to teach.
You're going
to
hang out with me tomorrow night.
Oh, right.
What? When does it finish tomorrow?
Jerk.
What?
When does it finish tomorrow? He's a jerk. You can slap him as well. I've done it, and it doesn't stop him, but...
When
it,
we stop drinking?
Good.
When we start drinking. No
yeah,
time.
So when does the Mahjong stop?
Tomorrow.
Mm.
I think it starts at noon, so we have to be there. We're supposed to be there at 11:30. As the sort of late person that I always am, whenever I've gone to this tournament, I really almost show up because I think I can do it just like I do at Renmei. Show up at like 11:59, and they're like, "Oh, dude, registration closed like 9 minutes ago." I was like, "Oh well, I'm here now." No, but it closed 9 minutes ago. Like, I'm still about to hand you 10,000 yen. And I go, gah! Okay, Garson.
Do you not need to, like, you know, warn them that you're coming?
Well, I mean, generally it'll be like I sort of told them I was coming in the first place, so then...
I don't know, maybe. I'm struggling with Mahjong.
I think you need to play more. I don't think you get to play.
I need to play more in Europe. That's what I need to do because I feel like the way they play here is just so.
Well, but the thing is, you're also only playing with people at that league, where
I also go to the dojo and sometimes I go to Jansen parlors. Like I just.
Do you go to Mahjong parlors sometimes? Because Mahjong parlors, it would have to be more relaxed, yeah.
It is more relaxed, but still, it's...
And more fun, no?
It's just, yeah, but you're not making friends like you do in the European scene, if you know what I mean. Like, it's a lot more... It's not... You
I've
play your games, and then
there.
You... And then you
maybe
I'm just failing, I don't
you
know.
You need to wear lower-cut shirts or something.
Yeah, I've got dates before. You just have to tell them they're taking you to lunch after this honchan, and then...
There you go.
This is where I'm going wrong. I love.
This is where we're all going wrong. The showing more cleavage. I've got it now. I mean, I can.
Do you need me to lend you a bra? We got some push-up ones as well. You gotta make the most of what you got, girl. You're not saying no.
I've got more. I've got more to give, I think, than I used to. Mahjong. It's a big hiatus now for all of us, at least league-wise. Jen at least has some guest gigs coming up, but...
Yeah, I have 6 before the next...
I might play in Europe.
Oh, wait, you said something about a Korean tournament that
That's not until, September.
Oh, okay.
So I forwarded you all the details.
You were really planning ahead when
you sent that. No, they sent me the email, and then because you showed interest, I just forwarded it straight on to you.
Oh, okay.
Realizing that there's no way you were going to get motivated or take action on it until Gemma told you, time to buy your tickets, Garth.
Or time for somebody to buy me tickets, Garth.
Sigh.
Somebody to buy
Garth. I'm Jen Barr.
I am Garth Nelson.
I'm Gemma Sakamoto.
You are Sakamoto, I keep almost forgetting.
Me as well, you know how many times I catch myself trying to say, hi, I'm Gemma Collins. Oh no, I'm Sakamoto now.
You don't have to look so chagrined.
And she
about
says
it.
Sakamoto the same way she says British, so from now on I'm saying Sakamoto.
Sakamoto.
There's a hint of tea there, but.
They just skip over it.
Yeah. They drink so much of it, they can't be bothered to say it when it's in a word.
I'm just disappointed in myself, that's all, because I get angry at other people for not getting it right, and then I get it wrong myself, and...
Also, just to rekindle an old argument, are you a Ms. or...
I'm a Mrs. I'm a Mrs. Hi.
Mrs.
I always hated being Ms. Even when I was Miss, I hated being Ms.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, it makes it sound old.
Yeah, it does.
Refer to her as Mrs. Sakamoto.
Mrs. Sakamoto.
Sakamoto?
Sakamoto.
Is that Mrs. Sakamoto I'm speaking to?
Sakamoto. Are we about done for tonight?
Mrs.
Sakamoto. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with us, I'm Garthee, GARTHEEE on Twitter.
I'm Mahjong Jen.
I'm Mahjong Jem.
That's what. One has an N and one has an M at the end. Oh, and one is a J and one is a G.
Yeah, good luck figuring out which is which.
Thanks for listening. We'll come back at you again soon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Maybe even next week.